gang. It's Fraser Smith. Joe Bartnick over here. It's time for Puck Off.
Hey, buddy.
Come on, buddy. How you been? How's your week?
Week is good. Watching tons of hockey, and it's fun because I always prep hard for the show, and now it's real easy because it's just like one game a night.
Yeah, it gets easier.
Two games a night, yeah. One game a night. Two games, you feel like you're working hard.
Wait till summertime, though. We'll have to make up for that prep time.
Yeah, I know.
Dig up something to talk about.
We'll have fun.
We always do. And I watched a couple games last night.
Yeah, there were some good ones. You know, it's all been really fun.
Yeah.
There's nothing like when the chips are down for people.
Yeah.
They have to step up. You know what I learned, though? I learned that people say you should always do your plugs first.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So I'm just going to be greedy and say this Friday and Saturday, me and Paul Verzi are headlining Gotham Comedy Club as the All-In Tour.
Such a great club.
Yeah. It's the best. Giannis Pappas is our special guest. Going to be a lot of fun.
That's great.
And listen to the captain on the mothership. 10 to 2 Pacific.
On KLOS, 95.5, KLOS.
The best.
Thank you, buddy. Richard Lewis, my guest.
Richard Lewis.
This week.
And last week you had George Lopez.
Yeah. you get
better guests than all the late shows.
One of these days we'll have Carrot Top.
It's hard for radio, right?
He's an old buddy. Yeah. It's okay.
No, props work. How do you get him on?
I had a magician on the show. That was good. A magician. Yeah.
That's good.
The audience couldn't see the tricks, but they were fascinating to me. So it still worked.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed these games last night.
Yeah.
Not to enjoy them.
Your man came through, Johnny Hockey.
Johnny Hockey with a last, 3-second goal?
Yeah. I think it was either 3 or 14 seconds. I'm confused. One of them was 3 seconds. Some magic happened.
Anyway, it was last minute.
It was at the end.
Yeah. And that was a beautiful goal. And
it was great because, they sat him out the first game, the last period, because, the big guys at Anaheim were just killing him. Thompson threw him through a wall.
Anaheim, and he's a little guy, and Anaheim looks big out there, don't they?
Even Andrew knows how much I love Ryan Getzlaf, but, how about Getzlaf last night? Threw someone. What did he do? He pushed somebody. I'm gonna get the guy's name right. He absolutely knocked Brody down, and just stole the puck and then passed it to Maroon.
Yeah, that was awesome. On that first goal.
Yeah. You don't see people just do that in hockey.
He did
especially
the same
like in
thing.
The play. I mean, and that wasn't that wasn't our skirts like Yandel and Boyle. I mean, Brody's a man.
Well, yeah, Getzlaf is a big dude. He did it on the other goal too. He knocked the guy down, and I think it was Corey Perry that he.
Perry. Those two are just ridiculous. You know what's even funnier is, I don't know if you caught it. It was like one of those quick things. You might have turned your head for a second, but they still have Ryan Getzlaf's banner hanging up in the rafters in Calgary
because
he used to play for the Calgary Hitmen.
Is that right?
When he was like 14 to 19 or whatever.
Kept it up?
Yeah, He's like one of the greatest Calgary Hitmen of all time. And you'd think they would take it down for the playoffs.
You'd think.
Yeah, it's
you'd think. But I was glad to see Calgary take one. Remember last week I picked them, which was a mistake because I don't see
them. Oh, I thought you went back on
and
that.
I went back to the
okay,
Ducks.
Okay.
Yeah, I went back. I get, but the Ducks just look really good, man. But last night I was impressed with Calgary, the way they hung in there.
Until you lose on home ice, it's you're never out of it.
Right
now it's just you're holding serve, basically. I mean, they're doing what they have to do.
Now, there's been a couple of controversial calls on goals, and there was one in that game last night. I mean, it was on Calgary. Calgary thought they had a goal.
Yes.
Sam Bennett. And then they reviewed it.
Yes.
It took a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Thought it was a goal.
Yeah. I thought it was a goal, too, but I thought it was a goal, but I don't like the – if it's not clear on the overhead, I don't like the angle where it's in the air and you can't tell if it's over.
Yeah, that's a hard one to tell.
Only because they have that in the NFL. And I always think no matter what, however the way the camera is, you can make it look like it hit the ground or it didn't on like a catch.
Right.
And that's kind of what I thought about on that one. But I wanted it to be a goal just to have more hockey. Because if that, and I thought for sure the NHL in Toronto would be like, no, that's a goal. We want to have a game five.
Yeah, you'd think.
You know, and then Johnny Hockey saved the day.
Johnny Hockey put it away.
But what really saved the day was really was Stajan just running Anderson saved the day, because then Dupre took the penalty. He, you know, you can't run the goaltender. I like Dupre sticking up for him and throwing him down. Right. But that made it 4-on-4, which opened up the ice immensely for then the 5-on-4 after they shot, or the 4-on-3 after they shot the puck over the glass.
Right.
And then it makes it, and a 5-on-3 because then they pulled the goalie.
Well, the other thing was that I think Anaheim thought there was a whistle.
Oh, really? I didn't catch.
Yeah. They thought that Kessler had touched the puck and that it should have been whistled. So they kind of froze. And Barbecue Bruce was talking about it in the paper.
He says, what's Barbecue's quote?
Well, he says, I guess we thought we got should have had a whistle there, so everyone just stopped. So he wasn't real pleased with that. And then Backlund got in position, scored the goal.
Yeah. Because they were backing up. And Anaheim's defensemen have been playing really, given no space. It was weird they were backing up on that Backlund shot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Really. Well, Bruce claims they just kind of froze because they thought they had a whistle. Because they thought it hit Kessler.
You know what's funny is a fan last night sent me on Twitter, I retweeted it, a picture of Mrs. Garrett from the Facts of Life.
Right.
And Barbecue Bruce, and they look kind of alike. But, you know, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, Anderson's played – I mean, Ramo has played phenomenal.
Ramo's played well, too.
But Anderson's played really well.
Yeah.
Anderson really – I think he's played excellent hockey. But it's kind of nice to see Bolig score the big first goal. The big bruiser guy paved the way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, Calgary's got a pretty nice team. But you're playing a Ducks team that is loaded.
When you roll out, I mean, that Silverberg, I thought, was really, really good at Ottawa. And then he came a little slow starting in Anaheim. But then, boom, he came over for Ryan. And that line with Bolesky, him, and Silverberg with Kessler, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's your second line. And Maroon is playing above his pay grade along with the dynamic duo.
Yeah. It's a loaded team, man. I'm telling you, with Anderson playing well.
Yeah.
But I was glad to see.
Young defense, though, that kind of got a little bit stage fright last night, a little bit. You know, Lindholm didn't play so great last night. And
yeah.
Dupre's played really well, but he didn't play so good. I mean, he played good last night, but, you know. They're in a fight now. Now it's a series.
And like you say, hold and serve.
Yeah. You know, now it's a series. So it's fun. I mean, he sat out Johnny Hockey that third. What do you think of that, the first game?
I didn't get that.
Because they were killing him.
Well, they were. But I think you want that guy on the ice. You know, look what he did last night. He came through.
Even if you're not going to win, don't give the... You know, that's like the old Philadelphia flu, or the old Steeler flu, when people would pull a hamstring in practice Friday before they come to play the old Steelers. Like that, you don't want to give the impression that you're afraid.
Are
you on someone up out there because you're afraid you're going to get hurt?
Well, true. But then also, Barbecue Bruce said later, he complimented Johnny Hockey. He goes, that guy's got a great shot.
Yeah.
He goes, especially.
There's your expert analysis.
Well, yeah. But you know what he does. And so you keep him out there. He's a tough kid. He can, he can withstand it. But you're right. They were knocking him around.
You're knocking him good.
Yeah.
He is a kid, though. You see, when
They're doing it.
My wife's like, he's 12.
A little guy. Yeah, he looks 12. She's right. He looks 12.
Yeah, he looks really young.
But this kid can play. And, wow, man, that was exciting. It was an exciting goal that he got there.
Yeah, it was. I'm happy for Ramo, too. Ramo's made some big.
He just played well.
You just want them to feel good, you know, not just get swept out.
I don't like seeing anybody get swept.
No, and that's why we were talking in the elevator on the way down about Chicago last week with Joe Kilgallen, who was fantastic.
Yeah,
when I was like, I always like to say five. because sweeps are just I'm from the old Patrick division. Sweeps just mean someone gets – today's a different game, but it used to mean if you sweep a team, you're going to get your leg – someone's getting their wrist broke in October next year.
Yeah, yeah. That's when that when that payback happens.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. And I was kind of sorry to see Winnipeg, who we both like and had a great year, get swept. Although they could have won any of those games.
They were
in all those games.
Yeah, that was kind of their own stupidity. I mean, you know, just taking bad penalties. I actually think Anaheim looks better this series.
They do.
Especially the big boys just look ridiculous. I mean, look ridiculous.
Well, they couldn't push Winnipeg around as much.
I guess, yeah.
You know, with Big Buff in there.
You never see, I mean, really, Getzlaf just knocked, I mean, he knocked him down like it was like me standing out there.
Oh, yeah, he's a... He's a big, solid dude.
It's like your dream to be able just to go knock down a defenseman and take the puck.
He just takes the puck.
Yeah.
And then he knows how to dish it.
Yeah. Speaking of sweeps, though.
I know. I watched that other game, too.
But you didn't take Minnesota.
I didn't. I didn't. But I almost did.
You love Minnesota.
You know, I like Minnesota. You know, they are fast.
All of your chickens, whatever the saying is, that you rooted against our mistress, but you wanted everybody in, making a big party.
They are not coming home to roost.
Yeah, now let's see. We should have had the Kings.
Well, yeah. You know, right. Well, you know what? I do like the way the Wild skates. They're fast and they're aggressive, but they can't hang with Chicago.
No, it's
Chicago's too tough, and I don't know if anybody else can either. They are loaded.
Well, that was like in a different way of abuse. I mean, Hossa on the penalty kill just stripped Suter, who's always in the talk for the Norris.
Yeah,
he just stripped him stripped the puck and tase. Sure. I mean,
look at all that talent on that Chicago team.
You know, and like I thought they toyed with Nashville, and I think they're not even toying with Minnesota. They're just kind of like, I guess we'll score. Oh, you're on the penalty. You're
it's
in the
like
power
little brother.
Play. Yeah, you're in the power. Okay, well now we're gonna just step it up and stop. Okay, now we're gonna score.
Well, and another big factor, of course, is that Crawford's playing a lot better. You pointed out he didn't have a lot to handle last night, but he did make a couple big saves, and he's playing a lot better than he was at the start of the playoffs.
He did. I mean, he definitely is.
He was playing terrible there at first.
Pulled, but yeah. I still think though that he, I think there's a lot to be said for having no action in front of you and then making the one save you need to make.
Well, that's true too.
You know, there really is a lot to be said for that. But I just think the overall, the amount of pressure on him is really nil.
But he did have to come back from those bad games.
No, he did.
Remember, everyone was dissing him.
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's people that thought that, maybe Darling should be playing.
Well, yeah.
And a lot might of people, have even, I don't even know.
Even Joe last week, I think, was saying maybe we should.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm trying to think. If I was even, I don't think I was saying that. I'm not trying to backpedal, but I think you can go back to Crawford. You can always go back to Darling. But I mean, like I said, they got the best nine guys. They got the best nine forwards. They got the best four defensemen.
Yeah,
it's just. I mean,
when you say you just
when Sharp's on your third line, he's coming down and just hazing people.
Getting Kane back.
Yeah, good is Kane?
I mean, he's just unbelievable.
I think Kane was faking an injury, just
a rest up.
Yeah,
because he's playing unbelievably now. I mean that whole team.
Yeah,
you're always about Taves, and he is that good.
He's that good. He's that good. Kane is that good.
Yeah.
Hossa
is that good.
Is that good? They got Saad out there.
Their defense is good. They got solid D.
Oh, Duncan Keith, you're kidding
Duncan
me? How many game winning goals has he got?
He's gotta be the best in the league right this year.
See, to me, now everyone
I love Doughty.
Love Doughty. Love PK Subban.
Yeah, Subban too.
I love Subban.
Yeah.
But to me, the guy that can scores the big goal and plays that kind of defense.
Plays a solid D.
Should be the Norris Trophy guy.
I think I'd go with him this year.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's Keith. We'll do the awards in a couple of weeks when we're scrambling.
we will be. That other series though, we just talked about Subban. Montreal, Tampa Bay, wow, Lightning.
Yeah, and it's funny, our old friend Brian DeMoy, who likes to antagonize me because of how much I say Bishop. I mean,
Brian picked him, didn't he?
Yeah, He picked them to go to win the East, I believe. Yeah. I don't know. That series befuddles me because first of all, Montreal's, I know they're down 2-0 and they're in a bad way, but they're in a bad way for a lot of reasons. You know, I didn't like the first, and this is not a, I don't like when you lose the first game and you say, well, we did a lot of good things.
Yeah, that's never good.
Well, you know who said that? Sidney Crosby. He's lost 6 years in a row. We did a lot of good things.
That's kind of a loser.
We did a lot of good things is never good to say. And then they unraveled in game two. Well, a lot of crap calls. I'll grant you that. But they and now they got Stamkos waking up.
Well, those
that's
are
the last thing they want to do. Is
that's
wake
the
up
last
Stam.
Thing. And you know, those wins were both in Montreal. And you know, I saw it coming. Although I didn't pick them, I picked Montreal.
Yeah.
Because of how they played against my Red Wings. You know, they're just a fast team.
Yeah.
They're fast. I think they scare people with their speed.
Tyler Johnson and Kucherov.
Kucherov's awesome, man.
That second line, we've said all year, the best second line in hockey. I still expect more from the Canadiens. I don't know. I think it's been a disappointing. I mean, it looks like they're coached by Blasma and not Therrien. I mean, they're coming out. They're taking stupid penalties. They're not doing anything on offense, and they're blaming other people.
Yeah, that's what
it's
bad.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not looking good. But I'll stand on this. Bishop is the goddamn luckiest goaltender I've ever seen. I mean, that puck just hits him.
Yeah, yeah. He is lucky because he's not that great.
He is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's terrible. He could win the cup this year, and I think he's a terrible goaltender. And to me, it's a bad way for the league because I don't want 6'6 guys that are that bad, but they just get in the way. Because when he goes down, he's still up.
Wow.
And his legs cover all. When he does a butterfly, he covers everything.
That's the new NHL
it's
model.
They wonder why there's low scoring because the guys are too big. But that's another story for a hot, sunny afternoon in August. We can complain
sure
about
we'll discuss that.
But, yeah. But you know what I mean? I mean, as an old goaltender, it looks like he's terrible. I mean, I'm not even hating because I like Stamkos and I love their second line. I'm not rooting against them because I don't like them.
No, I think he's shaky. But yeah. But I think the rest of that team is surprising everyone.
Yeah. And Stahl, I always want to call him Stallman. The guy they got from the Rangers really helped their blue line. And they got Garrison from Vancouver. Hedman's played really well. But their second line, you know, no one's – I mean, you know, whatever. They can't keep up with – I thought Montreal was a fast team. Tyler Johnson's
too fast for anybody.
Yeah, he is fast.
Man.
And they woke Stamkos up. I mean, that
– Yeah, well, they needed him to start
that's
playing.
That's no good.
And once he starts playing, yeah, they're a dangerous team.
Strawman. I always want to say Strawberg. It's Strawman.
How do you see this one going the rest of the way?
Well, unfortunately, I see it as Tampa Bay right now. I mean, they won two, and they won two in Montreal.
Yeah, they're going back to T-Bay now. And, wow, Tampa Bay's looking good.
Yeah, I mean, okay, when they lost the first game, you know, they it was a tight game. Well, we did things well, blah, 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 blah. You know who doesn't say that? Taves, Getzlaf. They never say, well, we did some nice things out there.
Yeah.
They say, we got to be better. And we're going to come out in game two and we will be better.
Now, let me ask
right?
Right. That's how a winner does it.
Yeah.
You know, now, why do you think this is happening? Because Montreal's had a really good year. They look great in that first series. What's going on here? Is Tampa Bay just taking them off guard because of their speed, or is Montreal off?
Montreal seems off, and I don't know why.
Yeah. They.
And I've watched that series pretty intensely. You know, like I watched – I'd say it's – oh, actually, it's probably the fourth one of – all the ones I've watched, I probably watched that one the fourth intelligence from time frame standpoint. But they just seem, and I mean, you got to give credit to Tampa Bay. Sometimes it's just you got to give credit to the other team.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's looking pretty good.
Yeah, Tampa's defense is they're keeping them to the outside, and Bishop and the puck is. I tell the puck just hits Bishop.
Well,
it just hits him. And the referee. I mean, the referees gave. I mean, the referees gave Tampa. Tampa scored the goals. They got four power play goals in a row. You got to kill them. If you take penalties, you got to kill them.
Yeah.
But some of those were cheapies. Like I thought. The one on Weiss was very ticky tack, and that kind of led. I know I love Dale Weiss, but that was very ticky tack. It's the playoffs, gentlemen.
So three of those six goals were power play.
Yeah,
but still 1-6-2. That's a lot of goals to put up in Montreal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you knew it was over because you know they have the big ceremony with Jeanne Reneau.
Right.
The kid with the flag skating at the torch tripped and fell.
That's not a good sign. not a good sign.
No, not a good.
When that guy a couple years ago was singing the anthem in his tuxedo and he was skating and he went over the red carpet. They played that for 3 years.
Yeah, they're probably not going to pick on the kid. But you know what was nice was Carey Price gave him like a slap on the back when he got off.
That's
the
cool.
Yeah,
Carey Price is classic.
Yeah, as much as on his mind having to come back. I don't think Price has played that bad. But,
well, yeah.
They're just not. You know, I mean, Pacioretty is playing okay. They're just Tampa Bay's taking it to them, kind of. You know,
they are taking it to them,
taking it to them.
And they look good. And but you know, you're right. There were a lot of power plays there. That Price had to contend with.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Tampa Bay is surprising everyone, and they look great in that series against the Red Wings, too.
Right. And I do not regret my pick of Montreal. I regret the way Montreal's playing, but
yeah.
The pick I do regret in the East is the Washington Capitals.
You know, look at that series, man.
Because remember I've sat here for a month and said Yandel's a skirt, Boyle's a skirt. They don't like the corners.
Right.
They've lost games 1 and 3. Why? Directly from the fact that game one, Boyle in the corner got run by Backstrom.
Right.
Even though Backstrom's not, you know, he's not Tom Wilson, but he crumbled like a 12-year-old. And then boom, they scored on a very weak goal that Hank gave up. It was a weak one, but hey, Boyle, just come on. And then last night, Yandel, very weak on the puck, or two nights ago. And they scored.
All three of these games have been one goal,
right? But but that's two in the corner. That just anybody. If it was one of the big four, I mean, I told my buddy Chris Italia, if he'll listen for it, I told Italia, you got those skirts in the corner. It's going to come back to haunt you. So I emailed him today and I said, better keep those guys on the bench.
Yeah,
because Klein doesn't fall like that. You know,
right.
Stahl doesn't fall like that. Gerard, I mean, they're really, it's the weakest link. It's when your Red Wings beat us in 2008. The weakest link was right then was a guy I learned to love, Rob Scuderi. But in 2008, he was unseasoned. And the Zetterbergs and the Witches of the world
just took them apart.
Ate them up.
Yeah.
That's what makes hockey the greatest sport. It's the weakest link.
Yeah, it is.
So I don't care how many little touch, but look at Yandel made that stretch. Yandel. He needs to buy a dog because he is scared. But I don't think, and we have the saves of the week coming up. And
well, one other thing you got to note there is, and we've always been on this guy's case until this year because he played very well. But Rick Nash, had a great regular season, has been held in check by the Caps.
Well, there you go, Mr. Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he still has a chance to wake up. I mean, I don't think he's played okay. I mean, as sad as it is, he misses his line mate Zuccarello.
He does. Zuccarello's a tough guy to have out at this time. You need him.
Yeah, when he got hit with the puck in the face, I guess, against the Penguins, usually hockey players. I mean, hockey play with a broken jaw. Did he get a concussion?
That's usually nothing. I don't know. I don't know if he did, but to have him out this long, New York needs him.
Yeah, New York. Kreider's playing well. He's starting to way around the big center kid. I love, I forget his name right now. He has a brother that plays in Florida. Oh, it'll come to you. I'm gonna look it up actually.
Okay. Just talk amongst yourselves.
I can't believe I can't think of it. It's a little painkiller action. Not even to blame the painkillers. I won't even do that new. I'm gonna hate myself when I see it. It's probably not even on.
He's my almost list. Got it, folks.
Probably not even on my list.
Bear with him.
No, because I think he was signed late.
Uh-oh.
I'll think of it. Anyway, I should turn my phone off. But he's playing great. The Rangers are done in by a couple weak defensemen.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And you know who else is and really the goals that Hank has made some ridiculous saves. But the couple that he's let in
are a little cheap, yeah. And like, and he's the best. So are certainly up there.
Maybe the second
best. Yeah. But he's let a couple easy ones in.
I mean, the one off of Yandle standing there looking stupid, I don't know, that's off a defenseman's skate. Man, you can't really blame him. But the one that Ward made to win game one, that was just right there.
Yeah.
He's made some outstanding ones, but I don't know. But that's they got their work cut out for him. The Rangers kind of did in game one what the Capitals did in game one of their series against the Islanders. They kind of came out and didn't come up to the level. Great's Ovechkin playing?
Oh, he's playing unbelievable.
And the shot from his knees?
How about that? And I think he's got 2 points in every one of the last three games. He's just playing great.
Yeah, and it makes people sick to say this too, but you know what's going to happen is if he wins this cup, he's going to be remembered. He's going to jump Crosby as having the better career.
Really, you think?
He'll have more MVPs. He'll probably definitely have more points.
Hmm. Well, maybe. I would go Crosby as a better all-around player for his career, but he's playing pretty well right now.
Well, I mean, if you take out the Olympics, which, you know, whatever, I mean, and they'll each have one cup, I think, I mean, what's they mean, have like four MVPs, three MVPs?
Well, I don't know if the Caps are going to get to the cup this year, but they're playing pretty good.
If the Capitals beat the Rangers, they're going to get to the cup, I think.
Well, they're going
to... Because Tampa Bay still will not have played a team that plays like Washington. Washington runs through people.
Yeah, they're tough.
You know?
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah.
And they do. They hit you. And that's their game. They knock you around a little bit, and they got some guys who can score.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of heart on that team. I was reading a thing where one of their guys said that if they lose a game, look out, because they rally and come back for the next game. They got a lot of grit.
Yeah, they have a lot of grit. And, you know, they have six legitimate defensemen. The best thing that happened was when Niskanen and Orpik came over, that moved their other guys down and around.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, Green doesn't have to play, you know, top minutes. He can just, you know, play on the play third line, third pairing minutes. It really helped them out. And who thought Orpik would be playing this good?
Orpik's playing great. Yeah.
He hasn't played as good in 5 years for the Penguins.
Well, you're right. And there's just... right now, and they go back to Washington.
Yeah, for game four.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it. The Rangers need to win game four.
They got
to
win this one.
But the funny thing is, if they win game four, then the tide really is in their favor, I think. They're even,
but the momentum's swinging back. Yeah,
they'll have the home ice again. But I was shocked how, and this is kind of why I picked the Rangers. Basically, I picked the Rangers to win was I thought the referees would not let them play their style as much.
Right.
They're playing way more like they did against the Islanders than I thought they would be allowed to. I mean, the Penguins weren't allowed to touch the Rangers when we played them.
Yeah.
Remember how many, like, oh, Zuccarello would fall down. You look at him the wrong way, he'd fall down. I mean, they're the better team. I'm not making any excuses.
Yeah. Officiating comes in, you know, and letting people play their style comes into play.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
You know what I mean? I thought they would be a little bit more, I thought they'd kind of turn it more into a power play mess. And even though that gives Ovechkin power plays, it takes away the role in the four lines.
Well, let's go into
You know what I mean? It takes away that momentum. And you think, okay, well, I think the Rangers can maybe put one past the Holtby. Holtby's played. I think Holtby might be the best playing the best goal of anybody right now.
You think? Yeah.
If you add up the Islanders series and this series, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he's made some big saves on Kreider and Nash. He's made some big saves on some people.
Now, let me ask you something regarding a potential conspiracy theory that just doesn't come up in hockey. It comes up in the playoffs and in a lot of sports. Do you think that the league officials secretly want a New York team in and will give them, you know, like you were saying, the calls in your series?
I think Gary Bettman secretly wants the Rangers in the series. Yeah. I don't know if the on-ice officials want the – I mean, maybe they like partying in New York more than they do in Ottawa. They probably do.
Right, sure.
But I don't know.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, well
– but, I mean, you know, look at the press thing. That was kind of a –
The only reason I say that is you did get a lot of weird calls in your series against them. And I don't know if it's true, but they always say that, you know, they want the marquee teams in there.
Right. But, you know, I mean, Sid and Gino are the marquee.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, maybe not against Broadway, but against, like, every other team they are.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they would want Sid versus Ovi. I'm sure of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what they would want.
If right. The, yeah,
league
yeah.
officials. But, you know, like Prust is saying, you know, he got fined $5,000. Did you see all the things?
I saw that.
he went after Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if that's what Watson said to him, which I guess it is, that's just poor. You know, I mean, no one ever bought a ticket to see Brad Watson ref a game.
That's true.
You know, it's getting back. It's almost getting back to the pre-double. We talk about this a lot. Not a lot, but a few times. How I just thought refereeing was better with the two-ref system. Now it seems like it's back to where these personalities take over a game.
Yeah, yeah. And if the guy's not calling a true game or, you know, an accurate game, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, especially in a one-goal, you know, these are all one goals.
Well, you know, like...
So anything shading the other way can really hurt you.
Yeah, I think in the Montreal game, that one, the cross check that made it it was 4-on-4, and Gilbert cross checked Tyler Johnson, and that was just a hey, you're coming through the zone, I'm going to hit you.
Yeah,
it's a 4-on-4 in the playoffs.
Plus, you got to slow Tyler Johnson down.
Yeah,
somehow.
I mean it was in the chest, it wasn't in the head. Now you're making that a 4-on-3 in the playoffs. I mean,
yeah.
That can
affect the game.
Yeah, I didn't like that call. Like I said, that was one of them I didn't like. The one on Prust on Bishop was weak, the one he got the fight on. It's like the one that he argued with. It's like make him worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying don't call everything, but I mean, it was a really nonchalant cross check on a 4-on-4 that I thought.
And in the playoffs, you don't want to give the other team that advantage at that time.
No, I mean, like
on something light.
Even last night in the Calgary game, there was a few calls. It's like, that trip was like, they didn't call the trip, but then they're going to call the other one. It was like, it looked like the refs were leaning a little bit for Calgary. I was leaning for Calgary. I mean, I love Getzlaff, but in Perry, but I don't want to see it.
Well, you know, we want to see more hockey.
Yeah.
Even if, you know, hey, I'm rooting for the Ducks too, but I wanted to see a little more hockey.
Yeah.
And you never like to see someone get swept. And if the other team wins a couple games, it's better for the fans.
Yeah. It was. Did you know what they were throwing on the ice?
No.
I couldn't figure that out either. Remember they kept stopping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even see. I have a pretty big television. They were throwing stuff on the ice, but you couldn't see what it was.
That's why in Detroit we throw octopuses.
Yes.
You can't miss them.
How do they sneak them in Detroit?
The octopuses?
Yeah.
You don't want to know. That's an art form.
I only saw like one this year.
Yeah, well, they don't. First of all, the metal detector doesn't go off.
Okay.
You got an octopus.
Yeah.
Unless he's wearing some jewelry.
He has some gold teeth. In Detroit, they may have
a ring on every.
They may have gold teeth.
Tentacle.
Yeah, they may have gold teeth in the octopus.
They might.
But they don't. I only saw one this year. Like one octopus.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, they're harder to get.
Are they? Are they like an endangered species?
Kind of. They're harder to find.
With, you know,
but you know what it stands for, right?
The originally it was eight wins to win the cup.
And they have that's how many tentacles.
That's
they
how
have,
many so. They have. It's called tentacles.
Yeah. You learn something every day.
I was going to say, well, you learn something every day.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, it was four. Should we get our...
Let's get to our awards. Our,
all right.
Yeah.
Let's, unfortunately, sir, we did have a clod this week. Derek Brassard, straight out of the penalty box, scored.
Yeah.
So, no music, but, no.
But
very apropos.
That was a clod.
Very, very apropos in the playoffs, too, no less.
Yeah.
Since we went that far, let's do the big man, Bobby Probert.
The Probert Award goes to
Bad to the Bone.
You got to be bad to the bone to win this award. And who's our winner?
Brandon Bolig.
Oh,
the big guy from Calgary. Bobby would love the fact that they're one of the, he used to be like the goon on Chicago, went up to Calgary and played fourth line. Man, he scores the big opening goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd be proud of that one.
So that was cool.
We give it to him?
Got to give it to him. All right, our Goon of the Week.
Oi. Oi.
Goon of the Week.
Oi.
A lot of options here.
A lot of options. Not as many as when it was the Islanders Capitals here.
That's true.
Guys, I hope that, you know, they rerun them in the summer all the time. I hope they rerun that series a lot. That was just good old-fashioned fun. Clutterbuck out there creaming people.
Yeah.
We have the great Carl Alsner with a big slash on Stepan. That was a big one.
Yeah.
Then we had Backstrom crushing Boyle in the corner. You know, he's kind of a Boyle's a pantsuit. He's not a skirt, but led to the game-winning goal.
Led to the game-winner.
We have Kreider. Kreider with two of them this week. He crushed Ovi in game one.
Right.
And then in game three, he crushed Matt Niskanen behind the play. It was pretty funny hit. Then we have one that I'm sure you didn't like. It was Nate Thompson of your in KLOS country, the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
Absolutely destroyed Johnny Hockey so much that his mom wouldn't let him back on the ice.
Yeah. Mom kept him off the ice for an entire...
Yeah, mom, stay home and have some tomato soup.
Yeah, that was... But look what happened with Johnny Hockey.
Yeah.
Don't get him mad.
Don't get him mad.
Then Prost had all those...
Yeah, Prust had the fight. He threw his elbow pad at someone. He fought Coburn. He did it all. The little guy on Montreal, Alex Galchenyuk, the cross check to Tyler Johnson and then shot the puck at him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was a little goony.
Yeah.
And then we have Brendan Morrow, an old friend of the Goon Factory. He elbowed Tavern right in the face.
Yeah, Morrow. Well, you know, I would have to go with Backstrom.
Yeah, that was the one.
Crush and Boyle, because then that led to the game-winning goal.
Yes.
So you got to give it to him.
Yes, sir. All right. Now let's go with the save of the week.
Save of the week. A lot of things. A lot of big saves. Who we got?
Well, we have. I put a couple rules on the save of the week now because there was so many great saves.
Right.
I could have wrote down 100 of them. I mean, but I only wanted to have saves that because, you know, I mean, if Lundqvist made 100 great saves, but they only won one game, it's kind of like you hate to give them the great saves because they didn't win the game anyway.
Right.
So these are all saves that happened in games that the team won.
All right. Well,
you know, that's fair. You know what I mean, kind of? Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. So we have a Holtby on Brassard, Derek Brassard, right in front of the net.
Right out front.
In game one. Save the game
save.
Right there.
Yeah, great save.
Then in game two, Kanetsov, Ovi threw that sick pass in the power play. And Kanetsov, I thought it was in. But the king, Henry Lundqvist, said no.
Yeah, player.
Then we have Corey Crawford. Game one, when it's still shaky, what's going to happen? He stopped Mikko Koivu right in front of the net in game one.
That was a big stop.
And then again last night when, you know, big in Minnesota, the great state of hockey, when they think they're going to come back in game three, first opening salvos, he stopped Nito Niederreiter right on the doorstep.
Yeah.
So those are the ones I'm going with. What's your favorite there?
I got to go with Crawford.
All right, there you go.
Niederreiter.
Yeah, you remember that one last night.
That
was big.
Big save.
That was big. I think Catherine Tappan liked that one.
Yeah. I'll second anything she liked.
Yeah, anything. And then for the big one, Ronnie.
Here we go. The man of the week.
That's up to you. That's up to you.
Ryan Getzlaff.
Look at that. All right.
He's the man out there. He knocks people down, takes the puck, and puts it on someone's stick where they can score.
There you go. There you go. All right. That's that. There you go. I didn't want to. If I was going to make a selection, that was going to be mine. I mean, but I always want to pick that stuff. The other guy was, I'm like, Patrick Kane. Are you kidding?
Well, Kane's playing really well, and Ovi's playing really well.
I mean,
that's true.
No,
that's true.
That's a great selection. I'm not trying to undercut your. I'm just saying. I mean, but me, I just think Getzlaff's just such a the man on the mound. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He'll just take the puck from somebody. And you know what's great about it is
he literally just threw him down like a rag.
Just knocks him down. You know, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All those guys, Ovi's having a great playoff.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you think right now is in the Conn Smythe? Who are your kind of picks?
Gosh, I don't know. I Getzy again,
and then Getzlaff maybe. I think Ovi
should be in that conversation.
I think Backstrom could be in that conversation. Backstrom's played a maid, but they would give it to Ovi if Washington keeps going. I think Getzlaff and Perry split the vote.
Kane. You know, Kane was out, but now that he's back, he just looks really good.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God. I don't know who Tampa Bay. I guess maybe. Tyler
Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that impresses
Bishop gets a throw up.
The guy that impresses me the most in the league right now, Tyler Johnson.
Yeah.
And the reason is just unbelievable speed.
Yeah. No, he blew me away beginning of the year. I was watching some of their games early, and I'm like, that kid is amazing. Because we heard all summer how they were the nouveau pick to win the cup. And I'm like, Tampa Bay, come on. So I started watching their games. And I'm like, those kids are in Kucherov.
Kucherov's awesome, too.
Yeah, Kucherov actually had one taken away from him from running Price.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, he's a good player, though. You know, he's chippy. And you know, another guy that I think has had a special year is Kessler.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? That was a great pickup. On the part of the Ducks.
Yes, and they even backed by Mr. Bagg, who said, we got nothing.
But what he's done is he's been the greatest addition to a team, I think, because he's really helped them where they needed it.
Oh, yeah, because if you put all your eggs in that basket, I'm not trying to throw your Calgary Flames out the door, but, I mean, wait till those two top lines stack up. I mean, that's going to be a war.
Oh yeah,
It's gonna be Getzlaff versus Taves, and it's gonna be the Richards line versus Kessler.
Wow,
for all the more
that is a matchup.
That is a matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know,
and that's what it's probably gonna be.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed if it's not that because I don't. If they have to go seven and Chicago sits there and rests up. It's not going to be good for Calgary.
Yeah, no.
No. I guess you can never go against them now, but I don't think. But Anaheim, who knows what barbecue is going to do, and they've always been kind of shaky. And, you know, the demons could pop up with these kids, with those guys and the young defensemen and whatever you say about Anaheim. But Joel Quenneville and Taves and Kane and Duncan Keith don't have that problem.
No,
and Corey Crawford.
They've
has
got two, experience.
Two rings, and they don't have that.
Yeah, you're right. Experience comes in handy in that situation.
Yeah,
and
I mean, they don't have that problem.
No, but back to Tyler Johnson for a second. You know, I saw against my Red Wings, who I think are a pretty quick team. I think the Wings are pretty fast.
Yeah,
couldn't handle that kid.
In the way Montreal's playing, I would like Detroit in this series. I mean, Montreal's done nothing this series.
And going into the playoffs, you and I were both tooting their horn.
They looked really good. Yeah, something
weird
happened.
What happened there.
I don't know what happened. I mean, and Price has not been He's not been amazing, but he hasn't been the problem.
Well, you mentioned something. They're taking a lot of bad penalties.
Yeah. Well, they are. It's like I hate to say they've taken some bad ones.
And then they had a couple calls that went against them.
It's like the same with the Penguins. They took some stupid – you shouldn't have your stick there, but you shouldn't be called for that in the playoffs either.
Yeah, good point.
Speaking of your Red Wings, does not look like Mr. Babcock wants to come back.
You know, I saw that, and it's so depressing to me. I can't believe it.
Well,
where did you see that? Where was he quoted?
Yeah, he took a shot. He said that he thinks the core is getting older, and he doesn't think that they're up, you know, ready for they're real contenders anymore. Is what he said.
You don't want to hear that.
That's not the exact quote, but that's what.
Man, you don't want to hear that.
No, I definitely. 2 days after you're in a game seven, isn't that kind of taking a shot at your team?
I think so, especially when they were in against a good team, and they took them seven games. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a shot. I think that's a shot at the witch. I think.
Do you think it's true? Do you think it's true that their core's getting old?
I think it's true, but I don't think Nyquist had the greatest series.
No, I think he's a great player, but you're right.
And like I said, did I say this here or, you know, maybe the bloom is a little off the rose because you let Boston off the hook 2 years ago,
right?
And you let Tampa Bay 3 minutes. He's playing Montreal. If it was 3 minutes ago, a different way this year.
Yep.
I see you getting looking very sad. I'm trying to make the captain.
No, but I am starting to think about it. Yeah, I'm like, oh my god.
But I mean, literally. 3 minutes, and you guys are
up. As two years in a row that happened to us.
Right. So I don't think
No, we're not that far out of it. You're right.
And think
we're in both those series.
You're in both those series. And think about that Cole was hurt. Cole got hurt, and the guy was suspended. Cromwell was suspended.
Yeah, that didn't help.
So, I mean, and then think, okay, you know, whatever. You say just one bold move. You swing a drafty and somebody. You swing a number one draft pick and something for Luch.
Well,
right,
yeah.
Just you go bold next year.
When the
Witch is still young, when the Witch is still okay, he's great.
Zetterberg
can still play. I mean, you just make one of those moves.
That's what you need to do.
That like, how can you say they're not in it?
Well, do you think sometimes a guy just wants out because he wants a change?
I think so. I didn't know why he took that shot though.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
No, I mean
you can opt out without doing that.
Yeah, I thought it was a shot, I really thought that he's above it.
I do too. That's your top coach. He should be smarter than that.
He didn't say it on the golf course having a couple pops.
Nah,
someone misquotes him. He's at the year end press conference.
No, you don't want to say that there.
That's why I think he's not coming back.
Well, I hope it's not true. But,
right?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. You know, I think maybe he wants out just for a change of scenery.
But it's almost like he's talking himself into that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think you can say they're not a kid. I mean, I like them going forward. I don't know how you can. They're all
young. Like you
say, they're all young.
They are young. Your core's getting old. I don't know. You still got a lot of young guys there. And
your core's almost getting younger because you're taking. The thing was Zetterberg played good too. Zetterberg and the Witch played good.
Sure they did.
They really did.
Tatar had a great season. Yeah. And Abdicator.
In the playoffs, Abdicator stepped up.
Yeah.
You're 3 minutes away.
Yeah, we are. That's right. I think you're right. That's the wrong time to say that.
It makes me think, and I thought he was staying until he said. I really did until he said that.
Well, you know what? I'd hate to lose him, but you know, sometimes guys just want to move. They just love. You know, it's like Larry Brown in basketball. He would go to a different team every 2 years.
Yeah, but I guarantee I guess maybe he could go to some. I think Babcock is. I don't know.
If he went, where do you think he'd go?
You know, if he goes to Philly, I'm gonna cry.
Would you want to do that though? Go to a team that's totally kind of.
I think he's waiting to see if Claude Julien gets canned. I think he might go to Boston. I think he wants a big market with a good team. I don't know. I can't. Toronto's a mess. I don't care how much money they pay.
I don't think you want to go.
He's already famous
no matter
enough.
What. Yeah.
Yeah. He's already famous. Buffalo. They didn't get McDavid. So. You want to live in Edmonton 9 months a year? I don't care if they got McDavid. I don't care if they got McDavid, Crosby, and
it's not like Detroit's exactly Miami Beach, but still,
it's not Edmonton.
Yeah,
I mean, You know?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe here's one for you. Let's just say barbecue screws up a two car funeral.
Wow.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. I don't see that happening, but
no. But if he waits, did you say he sits 1 year and the Sutter thing explodes? Sutter's out of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you get the Kings.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
You know what I mean? I mean, he didn't have to run. I'm sure he has enough money. Hell, people are saying that Quinville. You know, I mean, I would never follow Gerald Quinville, but people are saying, you know, I mean. Not recently, but as recently as like a couple months ago, people were like on his ass.
Yeah. What's the word on the Kings? I mean, well, you know, they didn't even get on the playoffs. They won it all last year. Everybody was
I think they're giving everyone an excuse, and I think some heads are going to roll. I don't think Sutter's, but I think
Sutter.
I think Dusty's going.
You think they keep Sutter?
I think they're keeping Sutter. I mean, stranger things have happened, but they're going to make.
You think they trade Dusty?
I think they trade Dusty, and I think there'll be some other big trades, and they'll get another defenseman, and Voinov will either be in jail or be in Russia, and things will work out, and they'll be in the playoffs next year.
I think losing him really hurt him this year.
Yeah, Voinov crushed him. The other two big news is Lou Lamoriello. One of the greatest GMs, presidents of all time, even if you think his hockey is watching paint dry, stepped down, and he hired a man you love, Ray Shero.
Ray Shero.
How you like that, Captain?
Shiro's are, they've got a legacy there.
Let me tell you something about Ray Shero. As you know, he made some peculiarly stupid moves. But with Lou looking out over his head, I think he's going to do a great job.
I think that's a good choice.
I think he's going to do a great job. I think Ray's a good man. I think he's going to do a good job. I think Blasma's an idiot. I think Ray dubiously put our draft picks in situations and not trading. Oh my God, Pouliot for Kessler.
Yeah,
I mean that's what makes me sick because I see Subban. It's like okay, you see Subban's amazing in a second. You see Doughty, you see Letang. You can see okay, they're 19, but they're amazing. Pouliot looked terrible.
Yeah,
and look at Kessler.
Kessler was awesome.
How about let Gino play wing on Kessler's number? Oh, oy vey. But it's not. He went out and got a Ginla. It's not his fault. Disco Dan's dumb enough to put him on a third line.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think he's going to do good.
I do, too.
And the other news and notes is people sent me was, Crosby's lighting it up in the World Championships. You know, for Canada.
He always plays well in those.
Well, no. Well, he plays well in the Olympics. World Championships he's never in because he's usually in the playoffs.
But, I mean, those extra league things.
Oh, yeah. He's great. Oh, he's fabulous in the Olympics. And they show a picture of him, like, fist bumping Claude Giroux. Which made me sick.
You hated.
Oh God! It really made me physically sick. I mean, it would be. It's like in the old days when you say, "Oh, you know," you find out like the Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan are having beers together.
Yeah, you hate hearing that.
Or you know, it's just like that's. It's like Spider-Man, whatever, hanging out with Doc Ock.
You don't want to hear.
I don't want to hear. Yeah. I don't want to hear that at all. But let me tell you, especially all the Penguin fans, even the Penguins organization that tweets out, "Look, Sid scored a goal and assist," and blah blah blah. You know what? Who cares? The best players are playing for the cup.
Why do you think
Getzlaff and Taze and Ovi are playing for the Stanley Cup? I don't give a rat's ass about the World Championship in Czechoslovakia.
Why do you think he's able to turn it up for those kind of games?
Because I think they're playing international. You know, you don't have to worry about getting hit in the head. I don't know. He's not playing against the best players, Cap.
Yeah, sorry.
But you
touched on something. You think it's maybe because he's a little gun shy about being hit. So when you play European rules, he has a little more confidence.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think they don't. I don't play quite as. I mean, the Europeans will. I mean, look at the Russians. They'll take your knee out in a second, but they're not going to rough. You right. know, they're not going to cross check you until you. Internally hemorrhage.
Right.
like the Canadians.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll take out your knee when you're not looking.
Sure.
But they won't, you know. I don't know. And Sid had a decent playoffs. It was Gino that stuck. Now Gino will skate around for Russia. I don't care. But, I mean, really. I mean, it's an insult to the Penguins as an organization send out, like, hey, look what they're doing in the World Championships. The website should be down for a month.
I agree on that.
Right? I mean,
you know,
right?
And Gino was a mystery to me because he had such a good year and was a leader and then disappeared.
He disappeared.
What happened there?
They say he was banged up, but now he's playing for the commies. I don't know. Right? I
mean, yeah.
I mean, no point. I mean, you can't throw a puck off of somebody's skate.
Come on.
No point.
Especially after the year he had. He played well.
Yeah. But I mean, just the whole thing about the World Championships. It's like, and a puck off, a three cheers on puck off to a Doc Emrick, guy you love.
Oh, yeah.
I love, won an Emmy.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I love
his third Emmy, got a hat trick. And I tweeted this out, but for those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, shame on you. But I said, winning an Emmy working with Pierre Maguire is like winning the Heisman playing for DeVry. I mean, to be that great and to
hilarious.
Put up with that.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
True. But, good point.
And give Edzo one. We love the great Edzo.
Yeah, that's cool.
But that's it, right? That's
I think that's it.
I guess Corey's still at the dentist.
We missed Corey this week.
I had
a couple good questions for him.
We wish him well. Yeah, he was so great last week, too.
I love having him on.
Are you
he's
kidding?
So knowledgeable.
Yeah, he was great last week.
He gives you always
he's
that
he's great every week, but he really knew it.
That is so sensible.
Yeah.
You know, and he's on top of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll get him next week.
And next week, we got a.
I know he's enjoying the playoffs, and we all are.
Yeah,
it's an exciting time right now, and we'll see what happens, guys. We got big games tonight. Of course, you're not going to hear this till Friday. But Friday, Calgary's. You know, the Ducks are still at Calgary.
Oh, they're taking a day. They're not going to go Thursday. They're going Friday.
They're going Friday. And the Thursday game, Chicago's at Minnesota tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think I honestly, Mike Yo's such a classy guy, and that's why I was always down on them for quitting on him. They quit on him. They even say, like, oh, the guy against Pittsburgh, we didn't have it that night. That was the night to turn their season around.
Well, they disappointed me here, even though they're playing an awesome team. I mean, you know, the Blackhawks are just on their game, and they're loaded. But Minnesota had a pretty nice first series there going into this. So they had a little momentum. I thought they'd play it a little tighter.
I mean, that really shows the despair in the Blues. But I'll tell you something. The guy that could turn the Blues around is Disco Dan Blasma.
Yeah, yeah.
I really think so? Yeah, because I think Captain Kangaroo is such a disciplinarian and such an old school kind of meathead. I think if they get a guy that just goes in there and does jumping jacks and mustache boys and all the stupid things that I despise that Blasma did to make it a third class organization, I think that might work for one year, one or two years. You know,
sometimes that does work. Yeah,
bring in a player's coach.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes that works.
But what do you think? You feeling sweep?
You know what? I think so. But I will say this: you know, Minnesota, even though. You know, they've lost all these games. Only lost by a goal in two of them.
Yeah, but I still think they're playing with them.
Yeah, Chicago just looks superior.
They're just playing. And one last thing. What do you think, Rangers? The Rangers are. When you hear this, is it going to be a 2-2 or is it going to be 3-1?
I think Rangers take this one.
I hope so.
And
just for me personally.
I mean,
it's at Washington.
It's at Washington.
Yeah. I think Hank's going to come up big. I think it's time for Hank. It's time for Hank to step up.
I just think the Rangers aren't going to go down that easy. They're going to win this one. I think the Caps might upset them, though.
Yeah. It's looking close. I mean, the West, it looks
smart. And I'm going to have to go back on my pick. I picked Montreal. I don't know now, man. I think T-Bay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know if that's – yeah. I forgot about even – worrying about that one.
I don't see that as a sweep, though.
No. I don't
Montreal's
going
to
No,
take
but
it.
I think Montreal wins this one and loses game four.
They might.
We'll see. That'll be interesting. Hopefully, Montreal will be, by the time you hear this, it'll be 2-2.
Well, you know what? Like we were saying earlier, we love to see more hockey at this time of year. So, you know, if there's a couple losses there, you know, it keeps it even, that's cool.
Although I will say, I think one year, I wish someone would just win a game to make it interesting, and then I think they beat the Penguins. Not against the Penguins. I think in an earlier series, I wish someone would win.
You know,
just to have more hockey.
That's why you don't want to say that. Yeah,
I didn't say that. I
especially
saying,
when it's your team.
I remember thinking it. I remember thinking it like, oh, wasn't it? I think it was maybe Boston the year they swept us. I remember thinking, oh, yes, it was. I remember exactly what it was, and I'm sorry, Toronto fans, especially John Moses. Remember when the Boston came back and won after they were down 3-0?
Yes.
And then they were down 3 goals. I remember in that game 7, I remember it was 3-0 Toronto. I remember thinking, ah, score a goal, make this more interesting.
Yeah. That always comes back to haunt you.
And then I was at a baseball game for game 5. So
yeah. Okay, I take that back. Yeah.
So there you go. That's right. You never wish.
That's right. Well, enjoy these playoffs, gang. Joe, have a great time in New York.
Thank you.
At Gotham, what a great club. You know, knock them dead there. You're always great with your stand-up comedy.
Thank you, sir.
And the All-In Tour is awesome. I hope you guys can listen to me on 95.5 KLOS, the mothership, Sunday nights, 10 p. till 2 a. Pacific time.
iHeartRadio. It's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's right. Wherever you are, you can catch it. And I hope you do. And thanks for joining us on Puck Off. Enjoy the playoffs, guys. We are out.